gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Glad to see you here.
Well, thanks a lot. It's nice to be here. This is my third trip to Australia. Came here the first time in 1989 for the Parramatta Speedway Sprint Cars. And back, and I think it was about 2004, 2005 for the World Series of Sprint Cars, where we saw about seven or eight tracks over a few days.
I always think how many Speedway meetings announced that over the years, and I never kept a track. You obviously did right from the beginning, so you were pretty determined as to what you were intending to do, attend as many race meetings and tracks as you could.
Yeah, that's true. We actually have a competition, a worldwide competition. Most of the people in it are from the United States, but we've got people from Europe and England. And I think we've got about 70 people that have seen more than 200 tracks and 8 or 9 that have seen more than 1,000. I'm in first right now tonight, number 1811, and the next guy is somewhere in the 1400s.
Man, he's got a bit of catching up to do. how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it really since I was in college or so forth, but I've been retired now for about 10 years, and I've been averaging about 125 tracks every season or every year. Pretty much do this 12 months out of the year. In the United States, our winter obviously is about right now. We have ice racing in January and February in the northern part of the United States and Canada. And during the summer, a lot of tracks just like this. This is my favorite kind of track. Tomorrow I'll be down in Sydney for the V8 supercars, but I would much rather see racing on a little quarter-mile oval like this thing than anything else.
What is your favorite division of racing in Speedway?
I like late model stock cars and wingless sprints. Ascot Park is a pretty famous track, and they closed some time ago, but I live in the Los Angeles area, the greater Los Angeles area, and Ascot Park was my home track. Been to Knoxville a lot of times. Some of your fans may know about the national sprint car races that they have there. That's probably the biggest sprint car races that they have any place. And Eldora Speedway, they actually had a $1 million to win late model show here about 10 years ago. And that's pretty amazing.
Certainly is. And of course, Nane, you'd be very familiar with obviously doing shots, is coming out to visit our shores once again for six meetings here in December, January.
Yeah, I'm amazed when I was down at Parramatta a long time ago how popular the United States sprint car people are. I mean, they are almost more popular here than they are in the United States, I think.
Well, you know, we have a few boys like Kerry Madsen and those guys, and Brooke Tatton will go over and chase the circuit over there, but few in number. But tell you what, that's the benchmark. I mean, everybody recognises World Outlaws as the benchmark as far as sprint cars are concerned anyway.
Yeah, I actually started watching the World Outlaws in about 1980. That's pretty much when they started. And I remember I'd go into the pit area, and Ted Johnson was the promoter and organizer of the World of Outlaws. And he pretty much just asked Steve Kinzer and Doug Wolfgang how many laps they thought the feature should be. It was a pretty laid-back atmosphere. It's a little bit different nowadays, but it's been a great series all along.
With the tally here, does that include bikes or just strictly cars?
We do have rules in track chasing. We do not count motorcycles, drag strips, demolition derbies. It's got to be racing on an oval track, a road course, or a figure eight track. In the United States, we have a lot of county fair figure eights. And so probably I've seen a couple hundred road courses and maybe a couple hundred figure eights, and then the balance would be oval tracks all the way from Daytona to the smallest little dirt or asphalt oval that you can imagine.
People all over the world involved with this, or just Americans, or and how many people in the group, like the track chasers group?
We've got a guy from Belgium. I think he's seen about 1,000 tracks, and he goes all over Europe doing his thing. We've got a few guys from the UK, and they've seen a couple hundred tracks. The biggest number of track chasers in the U.S. are probably from Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, that area. Being in California, I'm a little, it's kind of like being in Western Australia, a little out of the way, but I can fly into those places and see races on maybe a Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday. I only really thought about coming to Australia on Wednesday night, and I flew on Thursday night, and thought I was going to have a race on Friday until I realized that leaving on Thursday made me land on Saturday. So I kind of canned the idea of a Friday night track in Tasmania, and I'll just catch a couple this time and go back on Monday morning.
Well, there's a hit-and-run visit, that's for sure. You say you retired, obviously. What did you do?
I was a sales manager for Procter & Gamble. That's a big consumer products company that makes toothpaste and laundry detergent and disposable diapers and that sort of thing.
I suppose I'm going to ask two obvious questions. What's your favorite track?
My favorite track is the track I grew up with, which is the Peoria Speedway in the central part of the United States. And actually, it's a track that's very similar to this. It's a high-banked dirt a quarter-mile oval. And even though that was one of my first tracks I ever saw, it was my first track that I ever saw, it's still my favorite. But it's the genre as well. I like short tracks, dirt tracks. Probably my least favorite is what I'm going to see tomorrow, which is a street circuit. I saw the Indy cars this year in Detroit and also Baltimore, and I couldn't see a thing. So I'll go around, take pictures, and try and absorb all the ambiance, which for me will be just as much fun as if I were seeing the races. And I'll have a good experience.
The other question I was going to ask, what's the most unusual track and for what reason?
Oh boy, I've seen a lot of unusual ones. I don't know that I could pick anything out. What I try to do, I try to enjoy the racing, but when I come to a particular area, I like to see what the area has to offer. And unfortunately, here in Brisbane, I only got here this afternoon, really, after flying into Sydney this morning, so I'm not really going to get a chance to see very much of it. But my wife travels with me probably about 40% of the time, maybe. I'd like her to go all the time, but she does all the chores at home, so somebody has to, you know, work at the house, I guess. I have a website, and on my website, I'll take pictures of all the unusual, what I call track-chasing tourist attractions. And it's all the way from going to Yankee Stadium in New York to seeing the, what was it, the Apostles, the Rock Formation in Australia. So, I mean, we got a little bit of everything on that website, including the racing, but a lot of the touring part of this thing too.
I'm just reading that www.randylewis.org, and it sounds a very interesting one for people to tune into.
Yeah, and if they can't remember that particular website name, just do a Google search for World's Number One Track Chaser, and all the stuff that I do will pop up. And I've got about 100,000 photos or links to photos on my website, so. They'll get a chance to see every little track that I've ever been to, I think.
It's not the sort of thing that you put a time limit or a start point or a stop point, is it? It's a, I guess